In First World War, the casualties dying from infection were more than the people killed by all weapons and the war, because they didn't know what to do with it. It will rot and it will go away. Over there, tell them that doesn't matter, we'll find you another leg and we'll replace your heart with a pump. You see how different it is? So 200 years from now, we will be like that. That's a problem of the logic. Everything is changing in human culture, isn't it? What is not changing?
Non-existence.
God. How about beauty? 4,000 years ago, the guy with a piece of stone nastily bonded to a piece of wood will chop away the things that we look at it today and it's breathtaking. This David of Michelangelo Buonarroti, which, my God, is a piece of art. You know it is old, more than 200 years. It belongs to those days that we don't even remember. We don't accept them as the civilized people yet. Beauty doesn't change. Art doesn't change. A student in art school, if keeps bringing the logic forward, will waste a lot of time, because a lot of art stuff is not explainable. They just show to you, say, look at this. This is nice. Period. Look at that. That's no good. And honestly, they cannot explain why. You will learn. How? I hope everyone remembers. How?
By experiencing taste.
Acquiring the taste. Where did I bring it from? The taste in this speech.
Where did the taste come from?
Yeah, I quote it from Rumi. I always do. Whenever I'm talking and I'm giving you something, I'm 100% conscious that I'm not talking my ideas. Here, I'm explaining Rumi.
The introduction.
Introduction of book 2. Read the introduction of book 2, you will see that he's writing that this is it, this is it, this is it. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُزَقْ لَمْ يُدَرْ. If you don't have the taste, zoq, za'aqe, you will not get it. Because it's about beauty, it's about tenderness. Logically, one flower compared to the other flowers, logically, are the same. No, that's the point. Beauty, you have to acquire a taste for it. Imagine that I take this lady to different restaurants, I'm going to teach her the good taste in food. And she's questioning the food and the process it made. What will happen? You tell me. I give up.
Yeah.
Why should I waste my time? Because she's wasting even my pleasure. Because I'm over there for my own pleasure. The pleasure is in here. That's why I'm sitting here. Because I enjoy this very much. This is the main thing that makes my life a happy life. That's it. So remember this. Think about it. Question is good in logical matters. Even in spiritual matter, it shows your enthusiasm, yes. But وَوَزَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. This is the opening of this book. And it's very important. Read the opening of this book several times. Remember what is it. It's a magical stuff. How long could you give a speech about the opening of this book? I expect all of you to have more than an hour good stuff to talk about it, because that's what I do for some reasons. First of all, this is the book of Irfan. This is Ma'rifat. This is the wisdom. Okay, this is the book. And this book is exceptional. Normally, first book and last book are exceptional. Here, somehow, let's say it's a made of a story. We made it special because book one finishes and Rumi will say, okay, now you know whatever you needed to know. Get out of here, go and see what will happen. We saw it. The end of the book one, he will say, oh, now our speech is mixed with earth, dirt, which is the body, remember? We are the body and that breath is ruh, right? So the rest is that, khak, earth. He will say, oh pity. Now the speech is mixed with that because he brought all the examples of your real existence, remember? That was the best analysis of how human being is. Not from the scientific point of view, of course. Not from biological point of view. From spiritual point of view. He did the analysis, remember? A man and a woman, and the ego as a center, and the superficial observation, and jealousy. Then, having a lot of nonsense questions, which was the story of Khalif Omar and the messenger of Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar is the position of logical position, and Omar is the spiritual position. So the delegate from here comes to here and have two fantastic questions, really basic. And Omar will answer in a way neither of them. I said, these are silly. Give up questioning. I mean the big questions. Isn't it a big question? How the spirit came from nowhere to this a place? How? Should I explain this? How his breath went to Adam? The second question. Then he said, oh, if you give up all these questions, now let me teach you something. What was that something? Remember? You?
Love.
Love? Yeah. Yes, the parrot. When he finished that, he said, okay, let me tell you what love is. Love is a parrot in you, which is in a golden cage, but doesn't like it. Wants to be in the forest with free parrots. Free spiritualism, that's what it is. Then, he said, I'm talking about all of this, but remember, you are an element of habit. You live with your habit. And what's your habit? Going around playing the harp to please other people. Give it up. Don't play for the people, for the logic, for the goldsmith, for philosophy, play for one thing only, which is you. Zena, what is that that you should play for? If you want to put down the harp, you're going around and playing to make you lovable to everyone as a place. Where is it? You. Harp. Play for harp. Harp. Oh my God, how many times I should tell this? Almighty, please remind me next time, Charshamba, I start with the meaning of that harp. Because we are confused about the meaning of harp. Some part of it we like, some part we admire, some part we fear, and some part we don't understand, we do a melodrama story, something like that. When I say harp, you will remember what? What has happened to you?
truth?
Hava is, first of all, is haqiqat. And haqiqat has two meanings. One is the other side of majaz. And remember, whatever is here is majaz. Why? Because if it was not permitted to be here, it couldn't mujaz. Majaz is with his permission. So, in English will be illusion, something like that. Then, haq is the other side of batil. It's wrong. Right is the other side of right. Then haq means correct. The opposite of incorrect. Then haq is what? Expectancy. Whatever you logically expect is your right. Like human right. Like all the quote-unquote rights we explain. Then?
Retribution.
Huh?
Retribution.
Retribution. And add to all of this, God. You see what the meaning is over there? About the God we somehow fantasize. Because everybody thinks that, oh, I have my own God. I have my own tongue. It's my own. It's not supposed to be property of someone. Then I have my own relationship. Of course you do. Every single thing has. But we know that he has a house. Look at the house. It's the heart. Because the only thing that honestly somebody could say I know about God is that I feel that I'm pulled to somehow. There is some attraction to just. Of course there is an attraction to just and justice in our heart. That's why in the street if somebody is knocking down a little boy, you will be angry. You don't like that because it doesn't look just, right? Then reality, the real stuff, then the expectancy, that's what makes future a little bit understandable. All of this together is a feeling. I feel it in my heart. In my brain, oh, I have books of arguments about each part of it. About just and justice, well, I get political and start from capitalism and socialism and all the isms. Because I have a feeling about justice. I'm not sure what is just. I could argue about that, but I admire justice. Always? No. When the subject is touching my interest, suddenly I don't see it that good. This is the sign of sickness. I should understand that I'm sick. When you're sick, there are some things that you cannot touch, you cannot smell. This is it. So I will go around and check it out. Do I admire enough correctness, rightfulness, righteousness? All the things that are illogical but are beautiful. How do we feel about it? That feeling should be nourished to be so strong to stand and keep control of this ego of mine. Because remember, what does my logic do to begin with? My logic starts to understand there is me and the rest of the universe. That's how it works. So there is this big me. and my interest.